This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Martin, a long hold in the set position. Now the pitch, and that's drilled deep out into left field. Slater going back. He's turning to look, and it's out of here. Jake Berger with his seventh home run of the season, a two-run blast to give Texas a 2-0 lead.
So the Rangers had the day off yesterday. They'll get back at it in Tampa Bay tonight, 6:35, first pitch, 6 o'clock pregame right here on 105.3 The Fan. After those fellas from the G-Bag Nation, we'll talk with them in about 20 minutes. But the Texas Rangers showed some signs of offensive life in the St. Louis Cardinals series.
Now, true.
That we'll get into the Tampa series, and that might mean a lot. That might end up meaning absolutely nothing. But MLB.com put out their list of teams that can still contend this season. And one of the teams on the list was the Texas Rangers. And they said, with very few exceptions, they're just not hitting. I feel like we're all very aware of that. But it said, why are they still bound for the playoffs? Their rotation, oddly constructed as it may be, has been really good. And so I started thinking about that a little bit more outside of Malley, DeGrom, and Eovaldi, though I know he's on the IL right now. You have seen kind of the emergence of Jack Leiter. Feels like he's started to turn a corner. Cody Bradford just passed another kind of rehab test coming back from his elbow injury.
Corbin's been decent.
Yes, actually, that is a great point. And yes, for everyone who sends it to us, I have also seen the political presidential party breakdown of how he seems to have better statistics when one particular president is in office than the others. I just am not trying not to divide the audience so much, but I have also seen that.
So if we want to win a World Series with Boach, something has to change?
No, This is strictly for Patrick Corbin.
Oh, for Corbin. Gotcha. Sorry.
Just for Patrick Corbin. So not only has your pitching been good, even when you have an injury, you do seem to have either, whether it's Leiter turning the corner, whether it's Bradford or hopefully Gray coming back up, you seem to have reinforcements coming back up. So that's one of the things that encourages me that the Rangers still could be in the mix to really compete.
Yeah, I think that they can compete because all it does take really is for their bats to go.
Yeah.
Like if you had a switch and you could just turn that switch on and they started hitting again, that's really all it takes for them to be one of the feared teams in the league. I'm not going to say most because Obviously the Dodgers are the most feared league in the team, but one of the feared teams in this league. And I mean, I'm looking at this rotation, Kevin, and I'm like, maybe you can get some of these pitchers a little rest. I think Evo is going to benefit from this.
Yeah.
I know people might be concerned, but I think he'll benefit from the time off.
By the way, and we'll get to some of these other cuts in a minute, but CY yesterday, he echoed with the G-Bag Nation, he echoed the sentiments of Boach in terms of they think Eovaldi is going to be a short IL stint, like hopefully about when it's time.
Retroact some of that stuff too?
Like not this far after the fact, but they already did, I think, one day.
Malley's an interesting nugget to me. because if the Rangers do turn the hitting back on, do they look at it and go, he's an essential piece to a World Series team? Or do they look at it the whole time and go, we actually could trade him and probably get a pretty nice haul for him? And that's where I'm kind of, and again, he does have some incentives in his contract that could bump the Rangers over the apron, as we've discussed a couple times. So that exists. But he's very interesting to me. But yeah, Kevin, I see this team as, you have the star power. You have dudes who have played and won championships. Like, you have all the makings of a dangerous team in the second half of the season if they can find their timing.
Yeah.
If they can find those bats again. And then again, you have the best rotation in the playoffs.
Yeah.
If you go with those three as your starters. And like you were saying with Leiter, we didn't know what to really expect, but he has had some special moments.
Yep.
Still had some rookie-ish type moments.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Rocker, too.
But he's had some very special moments. Yeah, it's cluttered. And so that's where the decision-making of who stays around and who can we part with to get another bat or something like that. That's where a lot of this conversation is going to come into play.
You know, it's interesting. I'm going to stick with Tyler Mahle for just one second. Take a look at his next start or two. So obviously tonight he's on the bump, but also look at his next start as well, because one of the things that he pitched really, really well last month, but one of the things that you saw in the back half of the month is you saw, I believe it was 11 strikeouts in his last three starts and 8 walks.
Okay.
That's never going to work, right? I mean, I guess the counter argument would be, oh, it seemed like it worked out. Okay. Over the long term, nothing like that, I think, is going to work out for him. So you're going to need to get back to having a significantly better split than 2-1. Right now, his strikeout to walk ratio is 2-1. You're going to need to make it far better than that. But that's just something to keep an eye out for. I know he probably won't finish the season with a sub-2 ERA, but if he does, maybe we'll win our first ever Cy Young. But if he continues to struggle with the walks versus the strikeouts, that's probably the number one thing that I think would bring him kind of back to reality. And
there goes gravity.
That's right.
No, rabbit.
I'll go with this. I will be definitive on this. For now, I do not think you can trade Tyler Mahle and keep a championship push going. So, like, I think it has to be one.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Mints Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mints Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTS-TEA today or visit MintsTeaClinic.com. That's MintsTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Or the other. So just for right now, if he starts to fall back, or you get Leiter taking another step up, or Rocker comes back, or Bradford comes back and they're lights out. Just in this moment, though, I think if you trade Tyler Mahle, that should be the first in a multi-tier trade strategy to just send it out. Because I even think maybe even Corbin could be of interest to somebody for like a low level prospect. Obviously, I think Mahle could be valuable. I think the Rangers actually have some other pretty decent trade pieces as well. But if not, then you need to really go for it. Like that, Tyler Mahle is the person that I'm thinking of that, like, he looks like he could have a Cy Young level season. And if you're going to trade him, then you've made your decision that
you're done
Exactly. But that's just my opinion.
But you still have DeGrom and Evo, and you know Boach can win a World Series with two good pitchers.
No, you're right about that.
So if you can get a good piece, though.
But I still think it would be a piece for later.
Okay, I understand that, but if the right team is there, yeah.
So then what's going to need to happen is the other thing that you said. Your bats are going to need to take off more to the effect of you're scoring 5.5 runs a game.
Yep.
If you're in that position, then that changes the equation as well, and I would feel more comfortable with it. Now, talking about the bats, G-Bag Nation, they asked the questions that you wanted to hear the answers to.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday, and they're one of the things you like about CY, for better or worse.
He talks.
He'll tell you exactly where you stand. So I'm going to go to cut number 8.
Which is one thing that, like you said a second ago, on the front of going for it, being aggressive at the deadline and all that. I think that CY is like, if he thinks they have a chance, he'll ask that group like he did before.
Yeah.
Y'all think we have a real shot? Then let's start making some moves. And I think he's an aggressive by nature guy.
See, and I agree. On the flip side is no one wants to lose or have to say we're conceding this season. I think it bothers him significantly more than most about, like, if you told me someone in DFW broke their hand punching through a wall because the season was over,
it would be him.
Yeah, he would absolutely be at the top of my list. All right, so let's go ahead and go to cut number 8 because he is very to the point, see why that is, about why Adolis got benched.
Yeah, this is about winning games and the team, the players that are going to help us win. And as much as we love Adolis, like I said, there's been 45 days of like extended struggle here,
right?
Without real sign that it's going to change. And until we change something mechanically, just in fairness to the team,
right,
we have to put the group out there that is going to produce. And so, you know, we want him to make these changes. We expect that he can make them quickly. And if he does, we think he's going to get back to being a great player. But certainly we need to see some progress with it before I think we feel comfortable to where he's going to produce and help us win at the, you know, like we know he can. So we're hopeful, but, we need the progress here.
Okay. So right to the point. And he gave you the specific time frame.
We need the progress.
And it's been 45 days. I'm interested in, because later on the interview, I know we don't have like time to replay it. That's why I always got to lock in to the G-Bag Nation on Mondays. Well, really every day. But Marcus Semien has more of a track record of batting consistency. So when they're like, hey, he'll turn it around, I get that more. Adolis Garcia has more wild ups and downs.
Okay.
On his run. So if you tell me that he figures it out in a couple weeks and is steady the rest of the way, I would be surprised. If you tell me that he struggles for the next 3 weeks and then puts together a month and a half that's better than anybody in all of Major League Baseball, I would be more inclined to believe that.
Okay. All right. Who do you think, though, is the one that is most likely to have that kind of a month?
Just like a torrid month or just like a steady
on a, that was the best I've seen.
It's Adolis.
It is.
I'm telling you, Adolis.
There's nobody else like on this team
I think Corey Seager and Wyatt Langford can show flashes of it. But to me, throughout his career, Adolis has been, how did you make the majors to, how are you not always the MVP?
That you got a damn good point there. My thought when I asked that was, do you think I don't think Peterson can.
I don't either.
I don't think Berger's not that kind of guy.
Nope.
When you said Wyatt's name, though.
Yes.
If that kind of thing happened, that is, he's more than arrived. He's taking over now. Like, that's a completely different avenue if Wyatt Langford finally does that. Because he's good right now. He's really good. You're like, it's exceptional that we have this guy on our team at this young of an age and that he's doing this.
You know what? It's funny that you say that. Can I say Wyatt Langford is good, but disappointing? All right. I don't know if those two, I know normally that wouldn't jive, but I pictured him as having, I'm not going to lie, an OPS probably a good bit above 800, not below 800. I thought he would be hitting around 250. I probably thought he would have at least 3 or so more home runs at this point. So he's doing well, but I think once again, the pressure of expectation might have befallen me when it comes to this. And I was like, all right, at this point, I assumed 15 home runs, 35 to 38 RBIs, 250 batting average, and an 875 OPS. And like for this team, he's been really good in terms of just regular offense. He's been fine.
Alec, I don't know about you, but it sounds to me like Kevin hates Wyatt Langford.
Okay. Yeah, sounds like Evan Carter all over again, yeah, man.
He shouldn't jump in sports. Don't forget that he was the guy that said Luka was a fringy 73, top
False.
73 player.
I said Luka was the best player in that draft three different positions.
Yes, at the draft you did, but when he got into the league, that's when you said fringy top 73.
That
was actually after a year of dominance. So that was weird.
All of that.
But
by the way, Evan Carter, I think he should be activated today. I haven't seen that officially come down.
I see what you're saying, though, about Wyatt. And yes, that is victim of expectation. The reality is he's having a really good run already on this. And he's a piece for quite some time on this team. And good God, that guy can fly.
His speed
just amazes me sometimes. We need him on base more, and we need the guys on the team to be able to drive him in more often.
Look, and I know this is going to drive people crazy. Take a look back at the last 10 to 12 games. Marcus Semien has been playing better than you think. And for people asking why he's playing every day, at least you can take solace in the fact that they dropped him to the bottom of the lineup. So, like, hopefully that will satisfy a lot of people. And he's been playing better, especially in that St. Louis series. If he can turn it on, that changes so much about this offense.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.